Excuse me. What in the world are you thinking?
Mean Gene, the first thing you need to do is to tell these people to shut up if you want to hear what I got to say.
What up, y'all? It's KMB, the Sexy Ninja, in the place to be for a Paper Saber Universe, and this is the New World Podcast, brother. We're talking about Rampage, March 15th, 2024, Excalibur, Tony, and Jericho on commentary, but that's okay. I just kind of just drowned him out. Orange and Trent versus Dark Order. I got to say my match of the night right here. Yeah, no, well, next to the main event. The main event was pretty damn good, too. So, quick and nice little Rampage for us. We got the tournament of tournaments coming up. We're going to have some madness coming up for this March. And the abandoned tag team titles with Sting and Darby after they won. You know, of course, Sting is retired now. He's done. He's finito. He's gone. So, we got to crown new tag team champs. And we got to build this new tag team division into something I feel like needs an over a facelift as well. Because I'm kind of tired of FTR. I don't want FTR to be champions. I don't want Bucks to be champions. We need some new blood. And when I mean by new blood, I mean the righteous. Well, I feel like these guys get squandered. And what's funny is like people are like, oh, no, you got to watch Ring of Honor. I'm like, ah, no. I did that. I was enjoying it. But there's a lot of things in Ring of Honor that made me mad. You know, as a fan, especially of Ring of Honor itself and what it stands for. And I've said it time and time again, and people are going to be like, God damn it, here he goes. But I feel like the Ring of Honor show should replace Rampage. That's it. That's all I'm going to say. But the Righteous is awesome. Why aren't we using them more? We have Saraya, Nick, and Harley backstage. Nick is raging, fucking steroid raging. Jesus. Give me somebody. Saraya's like, beat him. I'm like, all right, dude. Calm down. But here comes my hero, goddammit. Cool Hand. He comes over, he's like, hey, Nick, fuck you. Bye-bye to the face, to the kisser. Oh, it sets up this. I think we're gonna have a match between these two. I hope it's not on the Rampage. But like I said, I've told somebody this before. The best part of Rampage last week was the whole Ruby, Cool Hand, Saraya. This whole weird storyline mixed into the Rampage show. And I will say, the soundbite I got for this show was the response of Ruby and Cool Hand. But it wasn't on the show. Unless I'm going crazy. It wasn't on the show. Was it a digital exclusive on X or something like that? Because I found this soundbite. And, you know, Ruby's with Cool Hand and everything like that. So I was like, oh, cool. I want to see this when we get to it. But they never get to it. So either I missed it or it didn't show at all. So I was just kind of like, oh, all right, sure. Tony, Mariah May, and I gotta say, I don't like this whole Mariah May dressing as Tony Storm. I don't. I really don't. I think Mariah needs to find her own voice. Hopefully she does. Hopefully she eventually turns on Tony. But we're in a squash gang match, and Tony and Mariah get the win. It's not only that she's like, she has her look. She has her music. She has her look. She does her moves and everything like that. So it's just a little weird. But here comes Deonna Purrazzo, and Deonna Purrazzo's like, hey, since you guys are tag teaming, I got somebody as well. Thunder Rosa. And it's like, yeah, I'm not the biggest Thunder Rosa person, but yeah, you know. We have a Queen Aminata package. You know, she's going for that Ring of Honor Women's Television Championship. I forgot about that championship. But another title in the mix of mixes. But she's going after that, and I believe she's going to face Red Velvet. And we have Super Card of Honor coming up here shortly. Next up, Commander versus Takeshita. This match, I almost skipped over this bad boy. This was a match, man. Takeshita can go, and Takeshita, him and Will Ospreay, you signed me up, boy. That was a good damn year to you wrestling, boy. That's wrestling. That's some good shit right there. But this match was fun. It's crazy spots. Commander just is incredible. Takeshita is incredible. And I will agree with Jericho. And I hope I mark his words that Takeshita is a future champion soon in this company, because Takeshita, he's badass. So we have a Serena D package, and I'm just like, why? I haven't even seen you on TV. I think you've had like two matches, and you're like, I'm undefeated. I'm like, calm down. But she's after the championship, so. Top Flight, Action Andrade versus the Undisputed Kingdom. Fun match. Really fun match. Undisputed Kingdom gets the win. And at this point, too, I was like, oh, are we going to cut to Ruby and Cool Hand at the end? No, that's the way we end the show. We're moving on to Collision just like that. So Kyle O'Reilly's going to make his big return. I'm excited to see how he does. Hopefully he still has it. He still got it. And we shall see. All right, y'all. That was Rampage, March 15th, 2024. Excalibur, Jericho, and Tony on commentary. I give this show a solid 3 out of 5. My match of the night. Oh, man. Commander and Takeshita. I'll give that matchup, man. Next up to that would be Action Andretti, Top Flight versus Undisputed Kingdom. So that right there, that's it. That's all. Tell me what you thought of the show. Drop those comments below. Hit that like, hit that subscribe, share it to grandma, share it to grandpa, share it with the bum down at Walmart. I am KMB the Sexy Ninja, and remember, the New World Podcast is for life.
To fight you. The real way to hurt you is through your family.
Ray and Zach, we've been dealing with people like you our entire lives, right? People like us deal with you all the time. But here's the thing about people like you, Zach.